You have to be first. If you're not first, you're last.
It's usually like the Legos, they want $50 each. They're only 20 bucks. The Hot Wheels are only 60 cents, and it's a lot of savings.
I have a couple of grandbabies trying to find some good bargains for them for Christmas.
Happy New York shoppers getting in early for the big buy. Macy's and some other stores broke precedent and opened on Thursday night, on Thanksgiving itself, rather than waiting for Black Friday, which is the day normally seen as the start of the holiday shopping season. Well, this year's Black Friday will be a little bit of a nervous one for many retailers. The economy is still painful, after all, for many shoppers. I asked the boss of Macy's, Terry Lundgren, how it had been going.
We opened our doors for business at 8 p.m., last night, and we had 15,000 people outside the Macy's Herald Square store alone. That's a record for us. So last year was 11,000. We opened at midnight. So all good and seems to continue on through the morning today.
And I gather there was a bit of controversy about opening, breaking with precedent and opening on Thursday night. I mean, I gather some of the workers weren't too happy about it, but the shoppers were?
That's what I had heard as well. And in our case, before we made the decision, we went out to our own employees and asked the question, if we opened on at 8 p.m., would you be willing to work? Because we wanted to make sure we had enough of our regular trained full-time team to open the doors. The answer was absolutely yes. We paid more, first of all. We paid time and a half. That was an incentive. But also, many of our employees said to us, for the first time, we're going to be actually able to shop on Black Friday ourselves with our friends and family because we're going to be finished with our work shift by 4 a.m. And so we're actually looking forward to shopping with our friends, which we've never done before because we've always had to work on Black Fridays.
But of course, you know, American shoppers are hurting. Things aren't good. They're perhaps getting better. We're hearing a lot of people are going to be going to pound stores, dollar stores. It's not going to happen so easily maybe with your profits this year?
Well, you know, you may not have known this because, but I'll just let you know, we're having a record year. We announced our third quarter earnings just last month. We had a 30% increase in earnings last quarter. Sales were up over 3.5% on same store sales, 4.6 in true demand. So our business has been outstanding. It has not been true. You're absolutely correct. It has not been true of the general retail in America. But Macy's and Bloomingdale's have been the star performers. So we've been very fortunate in that regard and expect that the momentum should continue into the fourth quarter.
Why do you think Macy's and Bloomingdale's are bucking the trend then?
We've been doing this for 4 years. We've had a localization strategy in our company where we actually have people supervising only between 10 and 12 stores in local markets, and they're guiding the purchasing decisions for the nation. And so they're helping us decide. You know, in America, it's so different in terms of weather patterns and, frankly, in terms of taste. From the East Coast to the West Coast and from the North to the South and the Midwest. And we've really had to tailor our assortments on a local level. And since we're the largest seller of most every brand, Ralph Lauren, Estee Lauder, you know, Michael Kors, and you name it, these manufacturers have worked very closely with us to customize our offerings on a local level. That's been the biggest turn for us. And we call it My Macy's because we want our customers to come into our stores and believe that this is their Macy's. This store has been edited and curated just for them. And we've had a lot of success with that strategy.
And what's the big seller this year? What are you predicting is really going to be rushing out of the shop?
Well, we're selling a great deal of outerwear, jackets. We're selling the boots for both men and women. We're selling cashmere sweaters. And so that seems to be the big push.
Are you going to get down there and get a few things yourself?
I don't know that I'll have time to actually shop, but I'm always in our stores when we have these big holiday events. And I plan on being in several more before the day's out.